Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzing with you today with Dan Mosier from Angus Genetics in just a moment.
As you travel around Oklahoma, you see our name, AFR Insurance, proudly displayed on storefronts, billboards, and banners. AFR Insurance is proud to serve 163 communities, but we're more than just your neighborhood insurance company, we're also your neighbors. We grew up here, we're raising our families here. As your insurance company and your neighbors, we're investing in rural Oklahoma. We offer competitive rates on auto, home, farm, and life. We understand the challenges and joys of living here. AFR Insurance, serving Oklahoma communities just like yours.
This is Greg Griffith with the Livestock Exchange. Friends, you need a professional working for you when you sell your cattle. That's how you get top dollar. And selling with one of the 8 commissions at the Oklahoma National Stockyards means you'll have a pro working hard on your behalf. The Oklahoma National Stockyards, still one of the largest stocker and feeder cattle markets in the world. Bring your cattle and consign with one of our commission firms. And while you're in town, go around the corner and have a great steak or shop for a pair of boots here in Stockyard City. Remember, the Livestock Exchange at the Oklahoma National Stockyards.
We're talking today with Dan Mosier from Angus Genetics. Dan, you indicated, you know, you pointed out that AGI has really been around for about 10 years now.
Yeah, that's right. That AGI is a company owned by the American Angus Association. We're the genetics and genomics arm of the association. We conduct the in-house Angus EPD calculation every week. We provide that service to other breeds like Charolais, Cenepole, Maine Anjou as well.
Tell me a little bit about, you know, the concept of getting this information in from individual ranchers, but then you're able to use it in a very, you know, very positive way in the aggregate.
Yeah, that our breeders, for as long as anybody can remember, been turning in weaning weights, birth weights, yearling weights, carcass data, heifer breeding records, things like that. But now the genomics is just another piece of that. It's another source of information to more accurately characterize these cattle, know what they're going to do when the bulls go to work in commercial herds.
The EPD itself is really a marvel, and we've had multiple generations now where it's been getting better and better for that producer.
Yeah, that the accuracy just gets better as the data accumulate, the information, you know, the predictability is better than it's ever been. And so, you know, it's a real value to commercial producers because there's just less risk when they buy a bull that they can expect he's going to perform the way the numbers indicate.
As you think about, you know, where you're actually headed, the announcement being made today of this new genomic selection for Angus specifically, what's the value there?
Well, by building an Angus-specific chip, you know, we help design the markers that are most predictive in Angus cattle. And so, again, the accuracy that we gain and some unique things that have been brought forth in small research studies, we can test a large number of Angus cattle in a short period of time and ultimately validate those and add those to the evaluation.
How can first of all, an Angus breeder use it, and then maybe how will their customers be able to use this?
Yeah, so, of course, Angus breeders can use genomic testing along with their data submission to add accuracy to DPDs of bulls they have for sale and for the females they're keeping in their breeding program. Commercial producers that oftentimes have had success buying those genomically tested bulls, they want to make it part of their heifer selection, too.
Part of the Angus GS is the ability to have a 50K chip. For that, you know, that producer, or maybe somebody listening to us that's not really an Angus producer or cattle producer, what is, in other words, from the genomic point of view, what is a 50K chip?
So the chip is basically, it's a tool that will test animals for 50,000 positions across their 30 pairs of chromosomes. What we're doing in the evaluation is, you know, kind of looking back in that animal's pedigree and saying which ancestors really contributed. You know, that some ancestors are more influential than others. The DNA allows us to give a more accurate pedigree and really understand what that animal contains in terms of genetics.
You mentioned some things that are on the horizon in your presentation regarding maybe new EPDs, new areas of interest.
Yeah, we've got a number of projects going on. We're very interested in foot structure and structural soundness in Angus cattle. We've got a fair bit of data coming in from our breeders, and we're analyzing that data. We're also looking at altitude tolerance, PAP testing. We're just talking about that and about for folks that sell cattle into the high country. We're also looking at hair shedding, fescue tolerance, lots of things like that, more measures of fertility as well.
You also mentioned tenderness.
Yes, tenderness is something that you know, Angus cattle have always really been in a favorable position on, but it's very important to consumers. We want to continue to document that as well as make sure that we're moving in the right direction in that important trait.
You know, at the end of the day, you are trying to produce an animal that will be that great eating experience, a consistent product. I know that's in talking with the CAB folks, that's one of the traits that they're really looking for. How does your arm of the Angus industry help that arm?
Yeah, so we give producers tools like marbling EPDs and dollar indexes that allow for selection for those traits that are so important to consumers. But at the same time, they're also focusing on the cow production side, cow efficiency, fertility, matching cow environments, that sort of thing, to balance to ultimately get all segments of the industry more profitability.
Dan Bossier with Angus Genetics. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron. Hey, cattle producer, your final Superior Video Livestock Auction of the year coming up this Thursday, December 14th, broadcast live on the Cowboy Channel, Dish Network Satellite 232, and on SuperiorClickToBid.com. It'll start at 8 a.m. Central Time, 16,000 head being offered, 3,500 yearling steers, 1,600 yearling heifers, 8,900 weaned calves, and 1,600 bred stock. For details, go to SuperiorLivestock.com or give Superior a call at 800-422-2117. That's your Beef Buzz. I'm Ron Hayes reporting.